This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Consider, if you would, the humble soybean. You can eat it directly. You might put soy milk in your coffee, or more likely eat meat that's fed on crushed pieces of soy. I mention that because the by far dominant maker of soybean seeds, Monsanto, won a big case today at the Supreme Court. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now on Goliath beating David.
Like Intel's dominance in the chip market, almost every soybean in America has Monsanto inside. Monsanto makes some 90% of soybean seeds sold. And the product patent means farmers have to buy them every year. Today's case threatened to undo that. But Mark Patterson at Fordham Law School says the ruling means the company gets to keep its hefty market share.
It gives it the freedom to continue to control year by year the sales of its products to farmers.
Once a chemical company, Monsanto came to dominate the seed business over the past two decades. Economist Neil Harrell at Iowa State says first, the company patented its Roundup herbicide and Roundup Ready seeds. Then, it acquired other seed companies. And as he sees it, it now impedes competition.
Beating in the heart of every good capitalist is the heart of a monopolist. And so we have to have rules, we have to have the economic police on the beat, or we end up with concentration, and that means higher prices.
By one estimate, farmers pay double for the Monsanto product, though some say it pays for itself in higher yields. Now, patent protections expire, and Monsanto's Roundup Ready product effectively goes generic next year. But Indiana soy farmer Ron Moore says that's the original, obsolete version.
You're not going to buy a Commodore 64 in today's computer market. They just aren't going to make it because no one will buy it. And so that's what's going to happen to the varieties that have Roundup Ready 1 herbicide-tolerant traits in them.
Now, Roundup Ready 2.0 seeds are on the market. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.